My dear friends, this is Dominic Sola, Christ Intervention Ministries. It's been a good week with you. Funny how fast these weeks go by. I just want you today to settle back for a moment. I want to pray over you for all the things we talked about this week. I want everything that you heard in each message this week that you desired, that you wanted to grab a hold of, that in Jesus' name right now, that you grab a hold of it. That spiritually you see yourself reaching into that spiritual realm. You see yourself reaching into the storehouse of heaven, and you're grabbing what you desire, whether it's a plan for the future of your life, whether it's a Boaz, a future mate in your life, you grab a hold of this, that you have a vision right now, and you see what you need. It's ripping up a doctor's report that speaks of death or operations that's ripped up in Jesus' name. If you see something that a character flaw in yourself that you're tired of, an addiction, that you're loosed from it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. If you found out you have an oppression or depression, listen to these messages, that you lost your hope, that you get that hope right now. At this very moment, you get that hope. Right now, you just grab a hold of that hope. That you found out that you're filled with fear. Well, I pray that you grab a hold of that courage that God has for you. He did not give us a spirit of timidity, but a spirit of boldness and sound mind and power. If you found out that you don't have a stable mind, that God's given us one, but you don't have one, I pray that today you possess the stable mind. You don't listen to the voices that are causing you anxieties and fears, that you step into this new place, this new realm, and that you never felt this peace before. And I pray that you have the God of peace come to live inside of you. If you haven't asked Jesus Christ to be your Savior, I pray that you ask Jesus to be your Savior. I pray that you repent of your sins and tell God you're sorry. Say, Jesus, I want you to be my Savior, Lord and Master of my life. And Holy Spirit, come and fill me in Jesus' name. And you pray that prayer and you talk with Jesus and you feel yourself being filled up and you feel the new life and you step out of the old grave clothes. You step out of the old life into this new life in Jesus' name. I pray that if your families have not been mended, your families are broken, your families are walking in a curse as the Bible talks about, that you come out of the curse. Now, Jesus took all the curses on the cross of Calvary, and I pray that you allow the blood of Jesus to wash you clean and cleanse you. If you're a Christian and you're walking in religion, you hear me talk about this a lot, that you walk out of religion and you walk into relationship. If your religion is filling you with condemnation and damnation and filling you with this junk, that you walk out of that. You walk into the place of the God's glory and his unconditional love and the sacrificial love. If religion has been beating you down, you're never good enough, that you walk after the one who is perfect, Jesus Christ. We are not perfect. We will never be perfect until we have our glorified body. Then we will be perfect. That's when we'll be perfected. When Jesus, when we come back, we'll be like him. We'll get this glorified body. If you're walking in a place of that perfection, trying to be perfect in your religion. That's what it is, religion. Because in Christianity, you're chasing after the one that's perfect. Again, there's prophetic coming out here. There's somebody you think you can be perfect. That's a lie from the devil. It's a lie that will drive you insane. It's a lie that will drive you crazy. You'll never be able to live up to it. Paul, Romans chapter 7, when he wrote, he said, the things I want to do are the things I don't do, and the things I do do are the things I don't want to do. And just read Romans chapter 7, and you'll see the truth there. It will set you free. It's all about Jesus. Jesus made a covenant with the Father. The Father made a covenant with Jesus on the cross of Calvary, and it's in that covenant that we find our freedom. It's in Galatians chapter 4, about a free child and a slave child. A lot of people become Christians and they become a slave child instead of a free child, and I pray in Jesus' name that you are the free child. This is Dominic Sola. I pray you just got freed. You can email me at goodnews@gay.net, goodnews@gay.net. God bless you.